The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, it's the largest boil water notice in Irish history, and we now have confirmation that it has been lifted. Hallelujah, says I, because I'm in one of the areas that's affected by it. 600,000 people in North Dublin, parts of Leinster, have been 8 days under the notice, which has now been lifted after several days of tests and audits by the EPA and Irish Water. Joining me now for more information on this is Michael Brennan, the political editor, beg your pardon, of the Sunday Business Post, and author of In Deep. Good afternoon, Michael. Thanks for taking the call. Okay, you got the message from Irish Water as well. Did they give any more detail other than that it has been lifted?
They give us a lengthy statement, Mark, including the details that they say the testing has been satisfactory and the Environmental Protection Agency are satisfied after carrying out a visit to the plant and leak slip that things have been improved and it's safe for people to drink the water again.
Okay, just for people who just, you know, and it's amazing, people inside the pale, you know, this has been very important for the last week or two, people outside the pale say, oh, for God's sake, welcome to the real world, we've been dealing with this for donkey's years and, you know, time you got a bit of what we've been dealing with. What exactly was the problem with the water?
Okay, so the boil water notice that was issued last week that we've had for the last week or so, there was very heavy rainfall. That rainfall washes soil and stuff into the River Liffey, which is the source of water for the leak slip water treatment plant. It has to suck out the water and treat it. That water was dirty, Mark, as a result of the heavy rainfall. And two of the three sections of the plant are old. They're not able to treat water when it gets that dirty. So as a result, they had to say, look, we're continuing to supply the water to your homes, but it's not safe to drink. And therefore, that's why you've had the boil water notice.
And what if we had drunk that water in any great quantity? What was likely to happen to us?
The risk of it is if you have water that is dirty and that has particles in it, there's a risk that you will get parasites like Cryptosporidium and Giardia. In a nutshell, they're parasites that can give you stomach cramps and diarrhea and can be quite serious. So that's why the boil water notice is there. Boiling the water will kill those parasites, but if you drink it without boiling it, you're exposing yourself to a risk.
Interesting that you know, in other areas of the country where Cryptosporidium was obviously a major problem, they used the threat of that to frighten people into boiling their water and whatever. They didn't actually play that card too strongly in the Dublin area. Is there a political reason for that, do you think?
I think, Mark, there's been an attempt to say that, you know, there wasn't too much to worry about at the leak slip water treatment plant, that it had good technology and that it was able to deal with that threat. But what the Environmental Protection Agency have said to Irish Water is you need to put in a new technology. It's known as a ultraviolet treatment to be extra secure that the Cryptosporidium is killed off. The problem is that's going to take 2 or 3 years and it's going to cost tens of millions of euro, we're told. So it's going to take quite a while until people can be absolutely sure that the water will always be free of Cryptosporidium from that plant.
Look, the winter is effectively only starting, Michael. And, you know, OK, we got some pretty torrential rain in the last few days. But actually, it hasn't been that bad up to now. But, you know, we've got pretty much the rest of November, December, January and February to come. So, you know, it could be biblical between now and the end of February. So, right, they've got a pass at this stage. But how likely are we that this is going to occur again and again and again until such time as there is a radical overhaul of that plant?
The answer is it can't be ruled out. Irish Water, in their statement this evening, said, you know, they're going to work to try and ensure there are no more boil water notices, but they acknowledge the risk is there. One problem that is going to be rectified, the filters on the two old parts of the leak slip water treatment plant, they're being upgraded as we speak, and they're due to be replaced and upgraded by next summer. So once those are upgraded, it should have the capability to treat water that gets dirtier when you have heavy rainfall. The only problem, Mark, is there's no reservoir at the leak slip water treatment plant, and that means it's literally sucking in the water from the River Liffey immediately. So there's no buffer if anything goes wrong. The next time it mightn't be heavy rainfall, it could be a pollution incident in the river, and then you're dealing with another type of problem.
Okay, look, Irish Water has become a byword for all sorts of things, mostly derogatory. and I don't want to kick them unnecessarily, and nor do I actually want to scare anybody. But do Irish Water actually have serious questions to answer here about what happened, about how they dealt with it, and about how they informed the public?
They certainly do. For example, Mark, that treatment plant is run at the moment by Fingal County Council staff on behalf of Irish Water. There was a previous boil water notice when alarms were going off at the plant to alert the staff to a problem of dirty water coming in, and they didn't respond for several hours. Now, there's a disciplinary inquiry into why that happened, but that's just one example. The filters I mentioned to make sure the plant is upgraded, Irish Water said they would be done by the end of this year. Now it's been delayed until next summer. So there are questions for them, but
why
I would
have
sympathy
been delayed?
In that.
Is it money?
One of the reasons we've been given is that it's proving a lot trickier than they thought, because that plant runs 24/7, 200 million litres of water a day, and they say they can't shut down the plant to replace the filters. They have to do it piecemeal fashion, and it's slower than they thought.
It's also donkey's years old, and the equipment that's used in that may not actually be made anymore, so they've got to patch something up, is it? Would that be an issue?
I think they have the technology to do it. It's just the example they've used. Their managing director said it's like trying to change the tires in a car while the car is running. And that is where I do have some sympathy for them. A lot of our water infrastructure is 100, 150 years old. And Irish Water, for all its faults, was set up 5 years ago. So they've a hell of a lot of catching up to do.
Michael, I don't want to fight the whole water charges thing all over again. But ultimately, you know more about it than I do. But the fact of the matter is that there was an enormous act of political cowardice. It wasn't followed through on. I know there were people out on the streets and in their hundreds of thousands. But the fact of the matter is that it needed to be done. There is no Western civilization where some form of water charges isn't in place, because it is a national and a natural resource. It needs to be clean. It needs to be pure. It needs to be provided. And it also needs to be paid for. And it is bloody expensive. They knew that. We all knew that. It just they sold it the wrong way, and nobody likes taxes. But they're going to have to go again, aren't they? I mean, realistically, this is... Yeah, we can put it off as long as we like, but at some stage or another, there's another political reckoning coming, because the infrastructure isn't there and the money isn't there to take care of it.
Well, Mark, when I wrote my In Deep Water book, I deliberately set out to tell the story of how there was such a disaster, rather than being an argument for or against water charges. But I'll say one thing to you. Since the book came out, senior people in government have said, keep your notes, because there's going to be a sequel at some point down the line. So I think we will see inevitably another campaign to bring in water charges. But I think it's going to be put off for quite a while, because of it was such a disaster when it happened five years ago.
You mean until one or other of the political parties has such a stonking huge majority they don't have to worry?
There's several ways it could happen, but even what we've seen over the last week is, you know, there are people in Dublin who are very relieved, and Meath and Kildare this evening, that they can go home and drink their water and not have to brush their teeth with boiled water. But there's, you know, 12,000 people in Loch Talt area in Sligo who are 2 years in a boiled water notice. If that was to continue in a big way and you had these regular huge water disruptions, then that might change the political climate towards water charges as well.
Michael, I can hear everybody living beyond the Pale and west of the Shannon going, oh yeah, once it happens in Dublin, then something gets done. And it's true, actually, isn't it?
There's no doubt. It certainly can get reported a lot more. But I would say that the scale of this boil water notice is bigger than anything we've ever had before. You know, up to this year, you'd have boil water notices for 12,000, 20,000 people, but 615,000 is a historic record level. So that I think that does justify a lot of the coverage as well.
Especially with the general election looming in a couple of months. Michael Brennan, thank you very much for that. That's Michael Brennan, the political editor of the Sunday Business Post and author of In Deep Water.